Come home with me, you said over bitter orange juice and white noise cicadas, your tongue dripping sweet like burnt caramel sugar or ripe honeysuckle sap. You said the word home like it was something you could be sure of, like sunrise at dawn, or stomach aches after whole milk ice cream, or the warmth of your breath at the back of my ear at dusk. I imagine my mother in our creaking house, how she would cut onions in half only to hide them under her bed as offerings to ghosts and sickness that would otherwise split us from ourselves. I am sure that the scent follows me even now, soured with soft spots and the kind of stink that makes your nose crinkle back into your skull. But still, you said home in a way that didn't remind me of rot. So we walked from Minneapolis to San Jose, watching the ground melt into dream color, watching our feet slip on ice, slip on sand beneath our hollow shoes. Have you ever seen the ocean? You asked. And we watched the moon come up out of the sea from your bathroom window. And I breathed in the deep scent of shellfish and brine. And I swear I saw my mother floating there, chopping onions in the moon's white tide reflection.
Beautiful. I love that poem.
Thank
I love
you.
Your imagery. It's so evocative. Hi, I'm Paxton Schmitz. I am a poetry editor this year for the Tower Literary Magazine. I'm here with Mickey Schumacher. We're going to talk a little bit about their poem After the Onion Skins Have Dried, and I will let Mickey introduce himself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mickey. I'm super excited to be here and talk with Paxton a little bit about poetry. I'm a fourth year English student. I'll be graduating this spring, so I'm super excited about that. And I'm just really excited to see this year's edition of The Tower too.
Yeah, so we'll start with the first question about the theme of our magazine this year. So our theme this year is Catchlight, and I was wondering how that theme fits into your work.
Yeah, I thought Catchlight was a really interesting theme for this year's magazine. And one way I was really interested about Catchlight was this idea of change and new beginnings and growth. And that's kind of a major theme I wanted to portray in After the Onion Skins Have Dried, especially in like change of place and how that shapes identity. And there's also like themes of light just in the poem itself. Like near the end, I bring in some moonlight and reflections. And I just think light's like such a beautiful like imagery to use in poetry. So
absolutely, that's awesome. What was your main inspiration for After the Onion Skins Have Dried?
For After the Onion Skins Have Dried, and honestly, like all of my writing lately, I've kind of had this obsession with food imagery and like sort of these stories my mother used to tell me when I was growing up and sort of like my own mythology, I guess. So I really was attached to using food imagery and kind of building a scene around this. So I just, even like the image of dried onion skins, I think evokes kind of this idea of like a kitchen very much in use, like a home very much in use, and also of time passing. So I just thought that those are interesting ideas to work with. And I also wanted to combine this idea of home and distance and exploring like what would come from that. How does my idea of home change as I move from place to place? How does my idea of home change with different people? Things like that.
Yeah, I really love that. We noticed kind of our poetry team, a lot of themes of home and comfort as well as food in your work. And this really ties into the next question I have for you, which is, what do these themes mean to you?
Yeah, I think that's a really difficult question, honestly. Because,
yeah, sorry.
No, it's a good question though, because I think a part of like writing these poems is trying to figure out like, why do I have an obsession about these things? Like, why do these things keep popping up in my writing? So it's almost like a big puzzle to solve for me, because it is kind of a point of conflict. Like, I find both comfort and tension in this one place. So how can I like rationalize that space in my head, both as a place of danger and a place of like comfort? And so I just think those contrasting ideas are really exciting to explore in poetry. And they're also just really fulfilling for myself as far as trying to understand like what's going on.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to sort of trying to to piece out why a certain theme means a lot to you in your writing, because I feel like I've had similar experiences. Kind of going into your writing process itself, what does that look like for you?
Oh my gosh, that question too is really good. Because honestly, my writing process, especially over this past year, has been very chaotic. It's honestly kind of hard to find time to do as much writing as I would like to do between school and work. And when I'm not doing school or work, I like want to rest. Like, I don't necessarily want to write. So a lot of times, like, I just kind of have a burst of writing energy for like 5 hours at a time and then don't write for like weeks or something.
Yeah.
Which is, I've tried to like do writing schedules before, and they are helpful when I stick to them, but it's kind of hard to find the motivation to stick to that sometimes. But a lot of the time what I do is, back when I was like commuting a lot and I was taking buses a lot, like for example, I would be on the bus for like 40 minutes going to school and 40 minutes coming back from school. I would like open my notes app and just write like lines of poetry, kind of starters for different images that I like. And a lot of the time too, when I like don't have ideas, but I do want to write, I just end up reading a lot of different poems too, which is really fun, because I think a big part of my own writing process is just consuming a lot of poetry and finding what I like.
Yeah, I think that's great. My last question is sort of about writing poetry and themes of identity. You sort of already mentioned these themes of home being sort of a place of, you know, simultaneous comfort and danger. And I was wondering if you wanted to go into any more about anything else about, like, you know, the role of identity in your writing.
Yeah, I think identity is something super prevalent in all my writing. Like, I don't think it's something I can write around, but at the same time, it's not something I'm consciously think I'm writing. Like, for example, with this poem, I was thinking about my partner who lives in San Jose and I'm in Minneapolis. And so we're like doing the whole long distance thing right now. And it's like, we're not going to travel during COVID, none of that. So it's like thinking about different stressors with my identity too. Growing up in a household where I kind of had tension like with my own Filipino culture and also like white American culture and like kind of how that clashes, or how that clashed in my household, and how I still kind of carry that with me today. So I think I'd like to approach how I address those tensions in poetry, I guess, and not necessarily resolve them, because it's still ongoing. Like, how can you resolve something that's still ongoing?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's definitely interesting to just explore more about it and kind of understand myself more.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent answer. Sort of with some of the line breaks in this poem, I know that we had a little bit of a discussion when we were doing some of the developmental edits. I sort of wanted to go into something that you said that I thought was very, very interesting and resonated with me about how, I believe I'm definitely paraphrasing what you said, but about sort of challenging how readers are going to read this poem with some of the line breaks and stanza breaks.
Yeah. So I guess if you look at this poem, I think none of my line breaks are on like, or maybe a couple, but most of my line breaks are not on like an expected spot. They're like in the middle of sentences, away from punctuation. There's a lot of things dangling. And I think with poetry where I would, if like, for example, if I did write this poem with punctuation, like at line breaks, at the end of sentences, things like that, I don't think it would convey that sense of like stumbliness and uncertainty, because that's kind of what this poem is. That's a major feeling in this poem for me, is like this uncertainty, especially considering this change of space, from like home with mother to home with the person I'm talking about here. And this sense of newness, which also brings in some more uncertainty. And as far as like the significance of Minneapolis and San Jose too, there's kind of like this almost rubber banding with my own family, because I grew up in Minnesota. I grew up in like rural Minnesota, and I moved to Minneapolis for college. But my mom's family is actually in California, in San Jose. and I only visited them once before they moved back to the Philippines. And so it's kind of like this weird, oh, you were in San Jose and now you're in Minneapolis. And now you're kind of rubber banding back and forth between these two spaces. So I just think it also communicates this sense of like distance, like that this isn't a very clean break, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. I think that it really ties in so well with so many of the themes that you're exploring in this piece. I must just say again, I love this piece so much. Thank you so much for joining me and for talking with me today. It was truly a pleasure to hear all of your thoughts on poetry.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paxton. I really enjoyed talking with you today as well.